Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
My name is Abby Arneson, and I am with LifeServe Blood Center. And I have been with LifeServe Blood Center for about 15 months, but I have been in blood banking for over 16 years now.
So tell us a little bit about LifeServe, Abby. What does LifeServe do? Where is the geographical location? And just walk us through a little bit.
Absolutely. LifeServe is actually, we are celebrating 75 years this year, just like you guys are. So 75 years is a big thing. And we are located in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Our headquarters is in Des Moines, and we just now in the region, it's really exciting for me who's been in South Dakota blood banking for 16 years, LifeServe just built in Aberdeen a new facility where everything blood that is donated for us with LifeServe in South Dakota now doesn't even need to leave the state ever for processing for anything. So we have regional components and distribution all in Aberdeen. Beautiful. And that's what, you know, the blood that comes to your hospital in Huron comes from Aberdeen. So it's pretty great.
That is great to know. And, you know, for a long time here, we had our own blood bank. And so I think some people wonder, you know, when they see LifeServe, well, how does that actually benefit my community? How does that benefit the hospital? We work with you. We actually use LifeServe blood products. So it does help people right here in our community. And now the blood's just staying right here in South Dakota. That's great to know.
It is. Yeah. And blood banking is very, you know, just like everything in the medical industry, it's constantly changing, very fluid. And so for everybody in your area that was always used to having your own blood bank, like you said, and then in comes LifeServe, you know, what is this? And right now in South Dakota, we have 29 hospitals that we provide blood to. And by us saying, you know, it's staying local, is we are your only blood supplier. And to these 29 hospitals, we always make sure that you have the blood you need. And once all of your patients are taken care of, if blood is needed elsewhere and there's some extra or some more, it can go there. But we always take care of our South Dakota hospitals first and our Iowa hospitals, Nebraska. And so it's really nice knowing you'll constantly see our vehicles traveling all over in this region, constantly bringing blood products, exchanging blood products, having blood drives. And so it's pretty exciting to know that all of our patients are taken care of.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that, you know, in these states that LifeServe is in, it's really important to us as I think Midwesterners, right? It's neighbors helping neighbors and communities helping communities. So that's why this is so important to HRMC. Obviously, we fully believe in that. We want to support those drives here. And so when you talk about this helps patients in our communities, there's a surprising stat that you actually shared with me about the population. When we talk about why donate, why should we do this? There's kind of some staggering numbers out there. So can you just talk us through, you know, the percentage of the population that donates and what the need is out there?
Yeah. So, and it's something that I did not realize. I did not become a blood donor till I was, you know, 40 years old. And once I learned this and began my journey in blood banking, it was pretty shocking is that only 5% of the population in the US will ever donate blood at least one time, only 5%. But yet, despite all our advances in medicine, the average is each year, 80% of us will end up using blood in our lifetime. So 5% give to take care of 80% of us. And that's a crazy statistic. And that is why I think we kind of become immune when you hear, oh, there's a blood shortage, or, oh, we need blood, or they need my blood. They're constantly calling, you know. The truth of the matter is the need never goes away. It just increases at certain times of the year, like right now for summer. It is one of our high need times because we get busy and, you know, you're busy taking trips, planning sports, doing all these things. We can't go to our high schools and our colleges and hold blood drives. And so our inventory goes down, but yet our need increases because people take summer to schedule elective surgery or they're traveling and they get in accidents. And so I always tell people that the need for blood never takes a vacation, but our donors do. So that is why we constantly need blood.
So when you talk about that, that answers my question right now of why donate. But when you talk about those needs like a car accident or a surgery, you know, why, as a professional in this industry, why do you tell people why should they donate?
Absolutely. You know, when I interviewed for this job 16 years ago, they asked me if I knew anybody that received blood products. And at the time, I didn't. And now you ask me that question, and personally impacting my life, it's over 15 people. And I watched my mother receive blood products going through her battle with cancer. I lost a husband to leukemia, but I sat there in Nebraska and watched him receive platelets and plasma and red blood cells from I don't know who, but they took out time of their day to donate blood. And the thing about it is, people think that you don't think about blood. It's kind of like water. You go to a faucet, and we're lucky enough you turn it on and water's there. People get injured, they get sick, they go to the hospital, they get cancer. They just think that blood's there for them. And the truth is, it is really hard for us to make sure that it is there for you. And it can be a premature infant. It can be a car accident. I was in Prescott, Lyman County High School. Love talking to high school students. The student raised his hand and he said, "I got in a car accident when I was 15 and I needed 56 units of blood." Like that blood and all his family members and people, it's not like you can, somebody that you love gets into an accident or goes in for cancer, you can go in and donate for them. We need blood all the time on your shelves at the hospital there in Huron because things happen nonstop. So the reason for donating is that you never know when you or somebody you love will end up needing it.
Sounds like definitely reason enough. So if I'm considering, or if someone is considering donating blood, what should they think about? What should they consider? Health impacts, things that may be myths or reasons why they thought they cannot donate but they can. So let's switch a little bit from the person receiving to the blood to the donor. What's the impact there?
Absolutely. And that's a great question because my favorite thing is talking to people and they're like, "Well, I don't like needles." And I'm like, "Okay, you're a little weird if you do like needles." You know, nobody really likes them. But when you go to donate blood, it is not, we all associate a needle with and blood with being sick. When you come to donate blood, it's because you are healthy. You are at least 16 years of age. You weigh at least 120 pounds. You're healthy. You don't have a cold. You don't have influenza or COVID. And you can come to our blood drives. We're in Huron faithfully 2 times a month, every month, minimum 2 times. And you come in and you try to donate. And the thing that I was shocked myself to learn is one, people will go, "I have diabetes, I can't. I have low iron, I can't. I once had cancer, I can't." So many times people think they cannot donate blood when they can. The rules constantly change. Your body changes. So get on to lifeservebloodcenter.org and ask, you can literally ask a virtual question. Look at what it's like. People think they can't because they've had a tattoo. No, now you can have a tattoo at a local, tattoo place and the next day turn around and donate. So if you have a question, go to our website, take a look, see what you find out. And then it's really easy. The actual donation time to donate 1 pint of blood and help up to 3 patients, the actual donation itself takes 6 to 8 minutes. And the benefit to yourself, besides saving a life, which I'm not a medical professional, but I get to save a life, about 4 or 5 times a year when I donate blood. And when you go to do it, though, the benefit is you're also getting a little mini physical. We've had donors that have come in and we do a little mini health screening to make sure we're going to check your heart rate, your blood pressure, your iron level. And we weigh you. And there are times that people come in and they haven't been to the doctor and their blood pressure is way high or their iron level is super low, and it has led to them then going and getting a checkup and realizing that, oh, I have a heart condition. Oh, I have cancer. I mean, so there's benefits to yourself medically for donating blood. It's very good for you to donate blood. And you have that little mini health screening. And then the best thing is you get a little treat afterward, and you've helped save three patients by donating one pint of blood.
So if we're out there and there's somebody who is convinced they're gonna go donate, what should they expect? What's the pre-plot process? Maybe walk us through the process of donating, and then after you talked about the snack, any other precautions or anything that someone should do after they donate blood as well?
Yes. You know, one of the things I always tell my high school students is when you know that you're going to be donating blood, this isn't like you fast, you know, if you're going to be doing blood work or something like that. We need you to eat a healthy meal. So I always tell people, eat a good meal the night before, increase your water intake. And then the next morning, when you wake up the day you're donating blood, eat breakfast and not, you know, a couple sips of coffee or two sips of a diet Mountain Dew and a bite of a Pop-Tart, like breakfast, and drink water. Make sure you eat lunch as well. And then when you go to donate, I always like to tell people, please wear, if you have on, like today I'm wearing a summer sweater, make sure that you have on a t-shirt underneath so that you don't overheat. If you happen to have long hair, I always tell people to put up their hair so that they don't heat up on the back of their neck. Just a couple precautions that I take. If you're donating for this first time, I like to have them have a bag of chips and a bottle of water while they're donating. And then when you're done, we do have you sit there and there's salty snacks, there's sweet snacks that we have available. Take some time to just sit there and make sure, like 10, 15 minutes, make sure you're feeling okay. But normally it is really easy. And that's what surprised me. Truly surprised me is how simple it is. And in my head, I always made it a bigger deal than it was. And nobody had ever like come up to me and said, hey, I would like you to donate blood or explain the process. And now it's so easy because we do have things like your podcast and social media to get it out there, what it's really like to donate. Get on YouTube and look at it. It's really a simple thing to do, yet again, only 5% of us will ever do it.
Sit down and have that snack and take some time to reflect on the awesome thing that you just did, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So Abby, this information has been so great and probably so important to someone who maybe has some fears or needed some of those questions answered, or just that push to know that they really are needed. How do they sign up? Where can they go in Huron to get to these blood drives so that they can sign up and donate?
The easiest thing to do is to go to lifeservebloodcenter.org and you just put in your zip code and it will show you all of the blood drives in your area. Or you can type in Huron and it will pull up all of the blood drives. And like you just mentioned, we are confirmed. The two community blood drives a month are confirmed all the way through the beginning of 2024. We are in Huron. We were just at the hospital today, but we will also be back on Tuesday, June 20th, and that is at Huron Christian Church from 12 to 5:40. And if you don't want to get online to the website, you can call 800-287-4903. It's really easy. You do not have to have a donor ID or be a current donor to sign yourself up, and so easy to just get signed up, or you could just walk on in. We also put the information in the paper each time. I know you guys have the information around the hospital. So we make it really easy in Huron because we're faithfully there 2 times a month.
Well, we are so happy to have you here and to continue that process to ensure that our community and the communities around us have that blood supply that they need when our patients need it. It was lovely to talk to you today, Abby. And if anyone has any questions, make sure you head out to that website and we'll hopefully talk to you again soon.
That would be great. Thank you so much. It was wonderful chatting with you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.